from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Kicking off hour number two of Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Matt Scrabia is idle today, but Adam Klug is filling in. We've got an hour into the books and three to go here. Coming up in this 3 o'clock hour, we'll get you a daily gambit. Catch up on the goings-on out at the Olympics today. Team USA women now have a 57-game winning streak in basketball. Although it was a little tougher than I think they planned today against Belgium. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, in this hour, Adam Klug steps in to take on Tony Gwynn Jr. in a matchup of Chris's Fantabulous Sports game show. Oftentimes on this show, as good as the show that you hear on the radio is, as good as the show you watch on YouTube is, and, you know, let's be honest, it's good. But, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike Schilt. But oftentimes, some of the best stuff goes on during the commercial breaks. And in this case, Adam Klug, Tony Gwynn Jr. spent the entire break arguing over whether or not Michael Harris should have won the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago, or Spencer Strider should have won the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago.
I was actually just more
and I
arguing.
Thought it was a really good argument that everybody else should get to hear. I was the only one who got to hear it.
Well, he was, in Adam's defense, he was trying to give Padre fans, throw them a bone, basically.
Like, that's right.
This, here is what you can believe in, or here's what has happened in the past
case study
that can give you some hope. And I was just making the case that it was just different circumstances. And Strider, although he was dominant and he was striking out people at an insane rate, he had over 200 punchies and he didn't even start a game until May or June, right? He didn't start a game until June.
One start in May.
So he obviously was having a good year, but it's just a lot of times,
Paul Skeens is a rock star.
I was just about to say.
But that's the thing. I felt like Tony kind of poo-pooed Strider's production on the field as a rookie. And I was just saying,
I just said it wasn't as impactful.
But I said the narrative surrounding him doesn't match.
That's
up
fine. Skeens. I just said it wasn't as impactful as I lost his name as
Skeens.
And again, it goes right back to the other part. Strider got to hop in a rotation with. What's the lefty? Good lefty?
Freed.
Max Freed. I mean, they had a load of guys who pitched. Not to mention, they had literally the best offense in all of baseball.
No doubt.
You know, he also isn't carrying the load in the same way that Jackson hasn't had to carry a load, right? He also had Michael Harris, who ended up being the rookie of the year, on his team as well. So a lot of help there, just like there's a lot of help for Merrill. I don't think anybody can honestly tell me, you know, more than two guys out of that Pittsburgh Pirates lineup. Right?
Not too many people can.
O'Neill's one of them.
O'Neill Cruz, you're O'Neill's talking about, the shortstop.
Brian Reynolds. Can you give me another one?
They got,
they're Rowdy Tellez playing first base.
All right, now you're going to give us the whole roster.
All right, go ahead, keep going. Rowdy Tellez, what else you
Nick
got?
Gonzalez, I believe, playing second base.
Okay.
Jared Jones in the rotation.
And this is why I think this Fantabulous sports show is going to be, it's going to be good.
David Bednar.
I said starting lineup is what I said. You gave me five,
naming
though.
Some buckos.
Which you gave us a few.
Which is pretty good.
You didn't give us Andrew McCutchen, who has been brought back to Pittsburgh this year. I will say this, for those who want and believe Jackson Merrill should get it over Paul Skeens, Jackson is having an amazing year. 768 OPS, but that is 100 points lower than Michael Harris's OPS 2 years ago, when he won the Rookie of the Year over Spencer Strider. I think Jackson, you know, along with what Alden said, Skeen's going to have to fall. Jackson Merrill going to have some impact, you know, moments
which
the last 2 months
well
of
could.
The season. He very well could. And
Paul Skeens.
Tuesday, he's going to get his first shot at Paul Skeens, because the Padres are going to face Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh this coming Tuesday.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Do you believe
did they change it?
Skeens is pitching Sunday, so we won't
wait
see
a
him.
Second now. When I, okay, now I'm going to scramble for my source.
While you scramble, Tony, do you buy into war?
This is, yeah, somewhat.
Paul Skeens so far has 3.5 war. Jackson Merrill is 2.2.
All right, and you're right, Tony.
Which is a significant gap.
Yeah.
They did move Skeens up to face Arizona on Sunday, so the Padres
They're keeping him on regular day rest. They have an off day Monday. They could have maybe elected to wait to
till Tuesday, but they're not going to.
Yeah,
all right, so the Padres won't see.
Trust me, me and Jesse have been talking about it for a little bit. Like,
I was kind of looking forward to that.
Wanted to see that matchup, but Padres will. And, but that's the thing. They miss him this time. We'll cap it. Adam, can you count the games?
One, two,
when they face
three.
The Pirates here, will it
doesn't
line
look
up?
Like, no, nope. It doesn't look like they'll face them the next time either.
Man.
Skeens, according to this, will pitch Sunday against Arizona. His next start will be a week from Saturday in L.A. against the Dodgers.
Oh, good.
And then
he'll face them. That's
he'll face
better.
Them, and then they'll come to San Diego for three right after that, and he won't pitch here.
So let me ask you the question. Would you rather see Skeens in person or prefer to miss him because it's better for the Padres? Right? You'd rather
well,
not.
Well, it really doesn't matter what we want.
Well,
we're going to miss him both times.
Selfishly, I'd like to see him. But
I would, too.
But, you know, I'm certainly not upset that he's going to have to face the Dodgers.
Doesn't look like it doesn't look like Skeens will face the Padres
in
either series.
I hope Maximus, Freddie Freeman's son, gets healthy. But, I hope he's not. I hope he takes a day off that day too, so it make it even better for Skeens.
Yeah, but I don't bemoan the beating of the Dodgers without Mookie Betts or without Freddie Freeman.
No,
the Padres don't have Tatis or Joe or you,
nor
right?
Should
like,
we. Nor should we. So there's that. All right, Chris, back to you, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys. This is welcome to Gwynn and Klug here filling in today. With Scraby's out. And Adam, by the way, when he comes and fills in for Scraby, one of the first things he always tells me is, I don't really, just keep me out of it. I like to. Yeah, sure, Adam. Pretty much taking the whole show so
right
far.
Dragging right on in here. Come on in here,
dragging him on in here. All right, let's get to some stuff in the Daily Gambit. Get some winners and losers for you.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, it's called The Daily Gambit, but we ask that all of you gamble responsibly out there. Just don't gamble at all. Make your picks, have some fun, but save your money. It's not easy to win at that game. We had seven picks for you last night on the program. Start with the Padres and Dodgers. Padres are favored by a run and a half. I had faith in the Friars. Scraby picked the Dodgers. Padres, of course, won 8-1. Over-under was 7 runs last night. I thought with Cease pitching, it would be under. But Kershaw did not hold up his end of the bargain. It went over. The final score was 8-1. I thought this was a really interesting line last night. Dylan Cease's over-under last night for hits allowed was only 3.5. That's like Nolan Ryan territory right there.
I mean, when you've only given up 2 hits in your last 3 starts.
No kidding.
It might provoke that.
And he ended up going under because he only gave up 3 hits. Yeah. He did not go over. They only got 3 hits off him last night. Kershaw's over-under for strikeouts was 3.5.
Didn't get there.
We already discussed that earlier. He finished with 0. The first time in his career that that has happened to Kershaw, a span of over 420 starts. A United States women's basketball team was favored by 23 today over Belgium in the Olympic Games. The Americans won 87-74, much closer game than the 23-point spread would indicate. Belgium was within 6 there in the fourth quarter, so the U.S. had to work for their 57th consecutive Olympic victory. They haven't lost a women's basketball game since 1992. I did notice, though, today, Tony, because I watched some of the game, the U.S. women struggled from the three-point arc today. Maybe they could have used somebody like, say, Caitlin Clark. Yeah. I was happy to see Dawn Staley, by the way, come out the other day and say, you know, we probably should have selected her if we had to do it all over again.
Yeah.
So, 165 was the over-under for that game in points. It went under at 161, and Germany minus 1 over Japan. Scraby took Germany. I took the land of the rising sun. Germany won it, though. I didn't get the final. I think it was 76-64. So Scraby won that one. I come into today at 6-7. Told you it's tough to pick these games. Tony Gwynn Jr. is 0-0. As we get into our first football game of the year.
Go.
The National Football League is not officially, but it's back. Tonight, at long last, the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Houston Texans taking on the Chicago Bears, or at least facsimiles of the two teams. Houston is favored by 2.5. Tony, start us off today.
I love this.
Did you analyze this game?
I did.
Analyze this
give
one?
Give me the Texans.
You're going to take the Texans.
Give
You're
me the
give
Texans.
Points.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take the red-hot Matt Eberflus and the Chicago Bears. Over-under for this game is 32.5 points. I bring this up because I think that's a gimme. I'm going to go under, right?
Yeah,
these teams
sure.
can't. They, no way they can move the football in the Hall of Fame game.
Not with no starters playing.
It's no.
This is going to be
run into
sloppy,
the line and tackle the guy.
This is going to be a sloppy game as it typically is.
Should be under. Okay. Into the Major League Baseball tonight. The LA Angels host the Colorado Rockies. Rockies, with a win tonight, could win their second road series of the year. Not going to mention what their first road series win was. The Angels, though, are favored by 1.5 to keep the Rockies from doing that. Tony? I don't have the pitching matchup. It's two guys that...
It's in Colorado?
No, it's here. It's the Rockies are just up the road tonight in Anaheim. And then they'll be bussing down here,
Rockies
I assume.
Oh, Rockies is playing decent right now. Give me the Rockies.
The Rockies are playing decent. Okay. You got them. I'll take the Angels because the Rockies haven't won a road series except for... Never mind. Cubs and Cardinals tonight. Shota Imanaga and Sonny Gray. A couple of all-star starters going head-to-head. Both have lines of over-under for 5.5 strikeouts. So I asked tonight which starter will have more, Imanaga or Gray. I'll go with Imanaga. Although some of the shine has seemed to have gone off him just a little.
Yeah, he started to get hit a little bit.
A little bit. Sonny Gray.
Give me Gray.
He's had a nice season for the Cardinals. I'd like to see the Cubs win that game, though. Germany and France tomorrow. This is men's basketball in the Olympic Games. Germany's favored by 3.5. Tony, again, another game that you've scouted closely, I'm sure.
Give it to me again.
Germany, 3.5 over France. That means Wembanyama's the underdog in this game.
Who's Germany? Oh, Germany's got a good squad. Yeah, give me Germany.
You're going to take Germany. All right, I'll take France. I'll take Wemby. And the French side. That's it. Just got five today.
Fair enough.
All right, there's your daily gambit. We will step aside. And we'll get you ready for some traffic here. And then some more chat on the Olympic Games. And some of the other goings on in sports. If you just tuned in, Mike Trout is out for the season now. Another meniscus tear for the bad luck. Great center fielder for the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. More Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up.
3:20 on the clock. Tony Gill Jr., Chris Ello. Adam Kluke, Matt Scraby out. Where's he at? Iowa?
We shipped him off.
Got him up out of here.
Is this Iowa?
Right? That's where it is, Iowa.
Yeah,
right?
The Scraby family reunion is in Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was having a family reunion, that's where I'd pick.
Is Iowa?
Dubuque, to be more specific.
Exact.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea, everybody. Let's meet in Dubuque. So there they go.
Well, the Scrabies are... all getting together in Dubuque while we're here in the Odyssey Towers talking some Olympics. I don't know how much of you guys have been able to kind of watch, but
trying to get into it.
I am too. Today to this morning and last night, got into it a little bit, started to kind of have it playing on all the TVs. My kids are starting to get into it, so that makes it easier because they tend to control the TVs most of the time. So got a chance to see what's happening. Ledecky continues to her reign in the pool.
Katie Ledecky is a machine.
She's got like 15 of like the top times.
I think she has every top time.
Yes,
like in the history of that event.
Top 15, she has them.
Right,
I think.
the 1500, which is a distance swim. I mean, it takes a while.
And she's like blowing the field away.
Not really
like,
close.
You don't even see anybody in the screen when they have it on her.
Yeah, she's
you just see the USA
field.
Flag.
Going
and,
along.
And nothing else in the
she's,
water.
And they put up a thing last night, or a lap by lap, or whatever it was, or every 100 meters. And every 100 meters, or whatever it was, every lap, was like the exact same time. 31.22 seconds, followed by 31.22 seconds, followed by, I mean, it's just clockwork. She said when she was swimming there near the end, she started thinking about all the people that have helped her win all these gold medals. I'm like, really? Your mind was just wandering
away? She's got that kind of time. Nobody else is in the picture.
Nobody's close to you. So she's just wandering away. And I saw a video, Katie Ledecky. I don't know if this is interesting or not. I found it such. She took a glass. I don't know why this had to be chocolate milk. Maybe it was for an ad. She took a glass of chocolate milk, balanced it on the top of her head, and then swam a lap.
Say again, I'm sorry. I was reading what Adam just sent me. I'm sorry.
She took a glass of chocolate milk. She balanced it on the top of her head, and then she went into the pool and swam a lap.
Who did?
Katie Ledecky.
With the
chocolate milk not moving.
You saw this?
I did. I don't know if that was impressive or not, but I thought it was worth a mention.
Oh my God, I'm like a drowning child in the pool.
Yes, you are. You won't even stick a toe in the pool.
No, I get in the pool. I said I don't get
on
the
ocean. Beach. Yeah, you won't go in the ocean.
That's a mismatch. I'm not interested in.
Right.
That was just part of what the USA is doing. They continue to dominate on the gymnastics side too. Simone Biles back at the top once again, the all around title. Gold medalist.
Yeah, I think you can make a case, you know, for who's the better, greater, you know, Olympian. Is it Katie Ledecky or Simone Biles? Simone wins her second gold medal in three Olympics. So that means the last time she won was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in 8 years, you know, in your age and the size, your body changing and everything, then your life changing, for her to come back and win another one, she's the first ever to do that. But evidently, this was really, really close,
yeah,
Tony.
She's like Ledecky in this
She normally
sport.
Wins easy.
Yeah, this was close.
She can think about all the people that are helped her along the way. But evidently, this was really, really close. So I don't know how the gymnastics scoring works, but it was very, very tight. Her teammate, Suni Lee, who won the gold medal in 2020, finished with the bronze this time. I didn't realize this. I was reading the story. Suni Lee was ecstatic to even win the bronze. She has been suffering from kidney disorders, and not just one, but like multiple kidney issues. Kidney disease is career jeopardizing stuff. So she was happy to come in third, but Biles is at the top again. I did see one moment of her floor routine the other night. I want to point this out. She jumped in the air.
I saw this.
She spun so many times, I don't even know what she did. Yep. But they stopped the picture when she was at the top of her jump. And they can, you know, do this now, obviously. She was 11 feet, 8 inches off the floor. That's 1 foot, 8 inches above the rim.
Right.
Like, she basically, from the floor exercise, could have just dunked herself.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the floor, it's got some
spongy.
Spring. Okay.
It does. No, it's spongy.
I was about to say.
But I'm just saying, if you put a rim up there and she was on the floor exercise, she could probably jump through the hoop.
I can tell you right now, if I was in a facility like that, or if I owned a facility, there would be a hoop at the edge of every corner.
Just so you could do some dunks.
Yeah. You brought up the point about Simone Biles winning her second gold medal in 8 years. Remember her last Olympics, which was, I believe, in Tokyo, she had with the twisties and had to pull herself out of those competitions.
Oh, that's right.
For those
in 2020, she didn't compete.
Yes, for those who don't
and
know.
And people gave her a lot of flack.
Yes, they did. They basically said she took a spot and quit. Now, what happened was that, A, we found out later she was suffering from some mental health issues, but B, she got the twisties, and the twisties is something that only happens in gymnastics, I assume, and it's virtually when you go to do your flips and turns, you lose feel of where you are, so that could be dangerous. There's actually clips of her warming up at Tokyo 4 years ago, and you know they have the little sponge area you can jump into, right? She couldn't
find that.
She was landing in it and landing on her back, landing on her head. So she had to pull herself out. She didn't think she would be able to compete ever again. And here she is.
It's a great comeback story.
Winning another gold medal. So kudos to her. Chris has already kind of gone over the fact that the women's basketball team able to get a victory today. USA doing well. I think they lead in gold medals. They lead in total medals right now.
Don't know if that's...
China was ahead at one point, but I thought...
China's got the gold medal lead at the moment with 11, USA 9.
Okay.
But we have the overall medal lead, Tony.
Yes,
37.
Yes, we do.
France, the home country, with 27. France has that amazing swimmer... who's breaking all of Phelps's records. They showed a shot of Phelps in the studio with my friend Mike Tirico, and they were watching...
Your guy.
Yeah, they were watching this French swimmer. Marchand is his name. He's already broken a bunch of records in these Olympics. And Phelps was watching this guy swim, breaking his records, and Phelps was going crazy, pumping his fist, jumping up and down. He couldn't contain his excitement.
He wanted him to break
as
it.
This guy was breaking his records. I thought that said a lot about Michael Phelps.
For sure. Because I don't know if I'd have felt the same way.
You want to hold on to the records for a little while.
can I have it for another, decade?
But that's just how swimming goes. I mean, they break records every time they're in the pool, these guys and gals.
They're getting faster and faster, no doubt. Looking forward to, I don't know. Let's just go over to the men's side of things. It's one of the conversations that's starting to kind of get under my skin a little bit. I have to say, every game, someone doesn't start, and it's like, how can Steve Kerr not put him out there?
Right.
Do we really, there's like all NBA dudes up and down this roster. Someone is not going to play some days.
They're not playing.
If your name is not Steph Curry, LeBron James, they might be the only two that are
pretty much guaranteed
to play.
Yeah, Tatum didn't play in one of the games.
And I was listening to some of the pundits like, how can a guy who just won a world title, he got a however many dollar contract, not play? Well,
I can tell you how he can't play. Steve Kerr doesn't think he guards anybody.
Or the matchup. I mean, Steve Kerr is one of the smartest coaches in the NBA. He's certainly picking these lineups because of matchup, which is why it's changing all the time. I mean, Embiid will start one day, then he doesn't play at all. It's just, can we let the people who are in the know do their thing? And by the way, they're winning all these games. So it's not like they're losing the South Sudan game that was so close. They rolled them off the court the following game. So let Steve Kerr do his thing, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Kerr has the benefit of having played for both Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
If that doesn't make you smart, I don't know what does in the game of basketball. Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah.
He almost can't make the wrong decision.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's just letting everybody have a piece of it. But, I still think they're going to get challenged a little bit. This tournament still got some good teams in there.
For sure.
So, we'll watch.
I saw a little posting about how many NBA guys were in the Olympics for the first Dream Team. I think it was like zero. Now there's like
on the other teams.
On the other teams,
yeah,
right. And there's like I think it was 66 or something like that in the Olympics outside of the
66 US. Now.
Yeah. So
the Dream Team opened it all up for the whole world.
They did,
didn't they?
We watched the documentary. You saw the other players like coming over, like
getting autographs, yeah,
wanting to take pictures. They weren't interested in necessarily competing
with them. Right? They were so excited. But do you think, Tony, going back 30 years now, do you think the Dream Team, at its height, could wipe the floor with this team? Or would it be the other way? Are these guys so much better athletically and now that even Jordan and Bird and Magic couldn't keep up with them?
I don't necessarily believe that they're more. I don't believe that they're more athletic than those guys. I do think skill-wise, they're a little more advanced.
There's another level, isn't there?
There's a little
more shooting.
That being said, I still think it would be a close game. I don't think either team would blow each other out. I think the shooting would put the 92 team in a bind.
It's just hard for me to believe that a team with Jordan and Magic or Bird could lose. I know these guys are a lot better.
That's true.
If you're comparing them to this current team, LeBron James and Steph Curry are not at the height of their powers.
That's true too.
Pretty much everyone on the 92 team was like,
how about the Redeem team? Because that had LeBron and all those guys in their prime. Steph wasn't on that team, but Kobe was there.
I don't see anyone beating the 92 team.
The 92
with
team?
All of them in their
prime. I'm not going to argue against it. Those dudes were legit. I will say this. You go back to those clips, you hear a lot of the stories from, I think it was the young guys. It was like Chris Webber and Anthony Hardaway. They before that famous game that they had against one another where Jordan officially took the baton away from Magic, they got their butts kicked by the young group that was down there. And I think it was like Shaq, Chris Webber, Anthony Hardaway.
Bobby Hurley?
Not Bobby.
He was on the practice squad.
Bobby Hurley might have been on that squad. I think you're right. And that's what the story goes.
That's what you got to contend with in this fantabulous game show coming up here.
I said it was going to be a good matchup, so we're going to find out here shortly. All right, let's get to break. Is the fantabulous next?
Next.
Woo-hoo. Get your popcorn ready, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to Chris on the way.
All right, here we go at 3:38. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hold on, let me turn my mic on.
Yeah, because, and then make sure you turn it off, because Adam Klug's not going to do it for you.
Apparently so.
Apparently not.
If you build it, they will come. Apparently that's what Scraby fell for. And
going to Iowa. Scraby's in Iowa. We're getting along without him today. We got a fantabulous sports game show coming up, but I may have to rename the game today, guys. As for the first time ever, Tony Gwynn Jr. takes on Adam Klug. Let's check traffic and then get to it. There is an open for the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, but we'll go without it today.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're not going to go without the open because there it was.
I thought you were going to call for it.
Oh, no. He usually plays it right out of the traffic. But no worries. No worries. We got along just fine. Today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show should be renamed. We're just going to call it the Fantabulous Game Show today.
There's your hint.
Adam Klug and Tony Gwynn Jr. have been at each other since maybe a half an hour before the show even started today, discussing who was going to come out looking smarter in the world of sports as a result of today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Unfortunately for both of them, they're not going to find out, because today's Fantabulous Game Show does not have a sports category.
Oh.
Guys, sit back, close your eyes, and imagine a map of the United States of America. Because today's category is to name the 24 states that are situated west of the Mississippi River.
All right.
That is today's category. There are 24 correct answers. States that are west of the Mississippi River. Now,
that's to the right, right?
Oh, brother. trying to throw him off. Trying to throw him off.
He's trying to slough right now.
He is. because this is a category where conceivably you guys could run the table, if it finishes 12-12, we do have a tiebreaker category for you. But we'll start off with this. Name the 24 states that are west of the Mississippi. You can play along out there.
Okay.
This may be a little harder, Mike Schilt, than you think. We will see. Should we just let Adam go first since he's the guest today, Tony?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right, Adam?
I don't want your charity.
I will. Well, Scraby gets to go all the time first.
Scraby always goes first. It doesn't seem to help him any. All right, Adam Klug. You're a smart guy. Give me a state west of the Mississippi. This could be easy at the beginning, of course.
The great state of California.
California. All right. Very good. Tony, you're up.
How about Idaho?
Of all the states you started with, that wasn't the one I was expecting.
Neither did I.
But Idaho is correct. All right, Adam. One apiece.
Stick in the Pacific Northwest and go with Washington.
Washington. All right. Very good. Adam has two. Tony has one. Tony.
How about Oregon?
Oregon.
I turned down the chat, too, so I'm not looking at any suggestions.
Oh, that's a good idea. Right. Good point. Because the people in the chat will Oregon. We'll try to help you out. Oregon is correct.
We'll go with Nevada.
2-2, Nevada. I see what you're trying
this
to do.
This is not going
to
go. This is going to go pretty quickly, right?
It's going to go quickly until the end, I have a feeling.
Close to that Mississippi. Yeah.
All right. 3-2 for Adam.
How about we go southwest? How about Arizona?
Arizona, very good.
Do we need to flex a little bit and go Texas?
You can. Is that your answer?
A little bit more eastern.
Is that your answer?
I'll go with Tejas.
Texas, all right. So Adam's got four. Tony's got three. The game is moving along quickly.
I'll play this game with you. How about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is west of the Mississippi. That is correct. These guys are trying to name all 24 states that are west of the Mississippi. They have named eight. There are 16 correct answers remaining. No strikes. 4-4. Adam.
The state where the newest NHL team resides, and they totally messed up the name of their team. Utah.
The Utah Hockey Club.
Should have been the Yetis.
The Utah Hockey Club, at least for now.
Yes.
They might eventually change it to the Yetis. Utah's correct. 5-4. Tony, you're up.
Not Mexico, but New Mexico.
It is New Mexico.
Not to be confused with Old Mexico.
Or Old Mexico.
Yeah, not to be confused with that. New Mexico is correct. 5-5. 10 down, 14 to go. Guys are doing well.
How about Colorado?
Colorado. Okay, very good. You guys are doing really good. You're going much faster than I expected, anticipated.
I'm disappointed with the question. Can I say that?
No.
He wanted it to be sports so bad.
I know he did, but it can't always be sports. Yeah. What can I tell you?
You'll never know if I would have dominated you or not. How about...
it's always tomorrow.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, that is west of the Mississippi. You guys are doing a good job picturing the
right?
The nation's... The states lay out here so far. It is 6-6. Adam, we're halfway through.
Let's go with Kansas.
Kansas, okay.
Very nice.
Adam, you're having no problem with this. You're just toying with this category.
There's a chance I know geography better than sports.
There is. There's a great chance.
We may find that out.
How about where my man Scrabe is right now? A little Iowa.
Scrabe is in Iowa. That is correct. You guys are just racing through.
Take a break, a little time out. How many correct answers are left?
Yeah, I can tell you. It's right now it's 7-7,
North Dakota,
which is 14, so there's 10 left.
North Dakota,
there's 9 left. That's right.
I'll take South Dakota then?
South Dakota, winner. There are 8 left.
This is
you guys nice, are going to ever slow down here?
Dicey.
I'm considering taking a little risk here.
Uh-oh, go ahead then.
How about the great state of Louisiana?
Louisiana. That's close to the Mississippi, but it is west of the Mississippi. That is correct. Very good. You touched the Mississippi with that answer.
Go for a touch
I think I might go a little touch here. How about Missouri?
Missouri, that also touches the Mississippi. That is correct. So it is 3-6-8-8. No, is that right? 2-4-6-9-9. 18 down, 6 to go. States that are west of the Mississippi. Adam Klug, no strikes yet. You guys are your geography test.
I'm about to open a can and break the,
What you about to break
now? Are we going continental U.S.?
Are you opening a can of whip?
No,
whatever.
No, a can of worms.
Oh, I know what you're
The answer, the category Alaska. Is the 24 states west of the Mississippi.
Alaska
qualifies. That is correct. Tony, your turn.
How about Hawaii?
I thought you might do that.
See, there we go.
10-10, only four remaining. Does it get dicey here?
Woo!
You guys got it. There's only four left, and the you know, to all me, right. The hard part of this is, you know, knowing which four you haven't named.
I don't even know.
But
let's see go how you with do.
Four left. Adam Klug.
Let's go Illinois.
Illinois. That is a strike,
ooh,
my friend. Strike one. No, you don't get a bell for that. You get a buzzer for that. One. Illinois is east of the Mississippi. So we have our first hiccup of the game. It is 9-9. Now Tony Gwynn Jr. has a chance to take his first lead. Oh. 24 states west of the Mississippi, but there are only four remaining in this category. And you guys have raced through the first 20. But now, maybe it finally gets a little interesting.
How
here.
About Minnesota?
Ooh, Tony Gwynn Jr., correct. Minnesota Ooh. Does touch the Mississippi, but that is on the western side of things. So Tony takes his first lead, 10-9.
I'll stay up there in that same region, and I'll go with Michigan.
You go with Michigan. Tony's waving it off to the right.
He's Carlton fisking it.
Strike two. I got to tell you, Adam Klug, Michigan isn't even within touching distance of the Mississippi. It's way over there.
Closer to Massachusetts.
Yeah. No good. That's two strikes for you, Adam Klug.
I'm in big
You're
trouble
in big
here.
Trouble now. Tony Gwynn Jr. looking to kind of seize the savage ground here.
How about Ohio?
Ohio. Wow. I got to buzz that one as well. Ohio is east of Michigan, so right, that's so even further
I got a lot of
pressure
on me right here, though, right?
I think I got another one.
Tony, there are, let me see, still
two
four
left,
questions.
Right?
No, still four three left.
Three left.
Three correct answers left. Adam has two strikes.
If I miss this one, I'm out.
Yes.
Yes, that's the rules
Tony
of the game.
Even have to keep going.
Have to guess.
Tony
so
wouldn't
ahead.
Have to get one. You
Help
need to
me.
Get one of the three remaining west of the Mississippi,
right,
Adam, to stay alive.
To stay alive.
Yes.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. That is so far in the southeast, but it is west of the Mississippi. Arkansas
Boom.
Is correct. Very good. I thought
Boom.
I thought when I looked at this that Arkansas would be the hardest, single hardest one to get. But you got it. You stayed alive.
And Tony has only one wrong, so he can miss this and still put the pressure on me.
Yeah, I
that's
can.
Right. But I'm
trying not to miss this one, though.
All right, Tony, if you got
many,
two left.
Two left?
Only two states left. Tony and Adam are tied at 11-11.
Don't
but
I hope you don't
Adam has
it.
Two strikes. Tony has
I
one.
I just can't think if we were driving east or west.
Oh, well, take your time. We got a little time left here.
Arkansas is a little intimidating.
Arkansas
was,
intimidated me,
that's
man.
That's a strong
was,
one right there,
that
player.
That was a strong one.
All
right, Tony.
Let's go. Here we
what
go.
What are you going with?
How about the great state?
The great state.
Of Indiana.
That's Indiana. That was going to be your next one? Well, it's a good thing Tony took it.
Correct. Oh!
Indiana is east of the Mississippi. Woo! All right, now what I'm going to do, because I really like the tiebreaker category.
We got to go to break right here, right?
No, we don't.
No, we got to go to break.
You guys are dead even again. 11-11 with two
oh
correct answers
gosh.
Left. You both have to guess. If you both miss, then we go to the tiebreaker.
I think that's fair.
And if you both get one, then we go to the tiebreaker. That's the way we're going to work it. It's 11-11. The only way somebody's going to win without the tiebreaker is if one of you get it right and one get it wrong. There are two states left that are west of the Mississippi
that
you haven't thought of yet. Adam, four to really put the pressure on. Can you get it?
I can't remember if this one's been guessed or not, but I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
Wyoming?
Wyoming
Great.
Is most certainly west of the Mississippi,
it,
but
already been guessed.
It has already been guessed. So that is
Can
not
I get to go
correct.
Again? Can I give another one?
No.
No, you cannot give
right,
another
Tony,
one.
Tony wins the game here if Should've he comes up with
California
one of the
again.
Remaining two. If not, we go to the tiebreaker. Tony, for the win, there are two correct answers left. You guys raced through the first 20, but you really hit the stop sign here.
Oh.
Two states left west of the Mississippi. Tony thinks.
Tony's giving me a really look like he absolutely
Tony's excited.
This.
He may have it. Go for
I
it.
I don't think it's been guessed yet.
Well, let's find out.
Illinois.
Has it absolutely been
guessed? It has absolutely been guessed,
Dang.
And it's wrong. So you doubled up there.
Can I, before we go to the tiebreaker, can I say what I was going
to
say?
What you wanted to say?
Wisconsin.
Also it. East of the Mississippi.
Oh, it's east.
Yeah.
Right.
The two that you did not name are clearly in the west. You just didn't think of them. Montana and Nebraska. Those are the two that you did not think of.
I was thinking up there. I thought Montana was said.
No, I said Idaho. Yep. I said
Wyoming.
And
that's when I went to Wyoming.
I was going up there when I...
Montana and Nebraska were the two you did not name. So you tie 11-11, three strikes apiece. We're going to go to a tiebreaker, but I think that might take just a tad longer than the 1 minute we have left. Not much longer, but we'll give you guys a chance to...
We got 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna stretch it out. I want the drama to build a little bit. We are tied in the Fantabulous Game Show. Now, do you still want to complain about the category, sir?
Yeah,
it's kind of turned into a fun show now.
I wanted to match sports with.
He thought you might be dominated, so he gave you a shot.
There's a slight chance somebody in this room told me I had a lot to learn about baseball before the show started.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
you
were
saying,
I have a feeling
Clayton Kershaw's record was just meh.
That's right.
I didn't say his record was meh.
Adam, you will get another chance, I'm sure, someday. And I, if you, the next time you sit in, I will make sure it's a sports category, all right? So you have that. But I will tell you guys this. You don't know what you're thinking of, but it is going to stay geographic in the final tiebreaker to decide today's Fantabulous Game Show. It'll be a geography category. So we'll see how you do. Coming up at the top of the hour is a battle of Chris versus the fans. You guys can start dialing in at 833-288-0973. These guys will finish the Fantabulous Game Show. And then we will get to some Chris versus the fans. So that is coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, along with the Big Five. And I'm stretching.
He's wishing he went with the tiebreaker right about now.
No, because 2.5 minutes would not
have
been enough.
Yeah, we would have been hemming and hawing.
2.5 minutes would not have been enough. So I need to give you a little extra time for the tiebreaker. What time do we normally go to break?
There it is.
Now we go. Thank goodness. I was like, dragging. All right, 4 o'clock hour should be fun. It'll start with a tiebreaker to decide the Fantabulous Game Show and Chris versus the fans. Next on Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.